He just ordered a latte.
A lot of sugar.
What is in a latte? Because I have never had coffee in my life.
Shit. Milk and shit. Milk and shit. Got them coffee beans.
You got to wake up. I read on the Twitter you was in the strip club last night with Lil Jon and...
Strip club.
And DJ Holiday, no?
What the hell was that last night?
Oh, my God.
You don't know where you were?
Man, last night was so crazy, man. I thought I was in Texas. They said we're in New York City.
You thought you were in Texas?
Yeah, it felt like Texas.
Was it good? I've never been to a strip club in New York ever.
Well, you ain't never been if you ain't been with me anyway.
Because, first of all, you being from Atlanta, I would think coming here and doing
do this shit.
Is nothing, though, here compared to Atlanta.
They're looking at me crazy.
What the hell are you eating?
These are called...
They look like applesauce.
We call it grits. They don't make it up here.
I know what grits are.
Y'all eat cream of wheat and... But shit, like oatmeal and shit. My friend, we eat grits.
I do eat oatmeal.
No girls eat no grits and get thick, fat ass.
Yeah, you know what I noticed about you, Gucci? Speaking of fat asses.
She said, what is that? Did that shit to get an ass fat, baby.
So I'm going to eat grits every day. We'll see what happens. Yeah, Let's do an experiment.
Stupid ass. I want anybody to do this interview, start eating this shit. Hell, you want half of this?
So what does it do to guys when they eat grits?
Make their dick big. Like mine.
Oh my God. He must really have a big dick because he always says that.
It is. You never want to put your hand in these pants.
That means that you don't go down on women because they say guys with big dicks don't do that.
We talked about that before.
Yeah. I remember. Oh, I'm glad you remembered that because it's been a while.
I remember.
All right.
Everybody, I got a lot of flack behind that.
Why? Oh, well, I don't know naturally why. But you've done it since then. You've definitely gone down since then.
No, my dick's still big.
Because the way you eat those grits, it seems like you'd be good at it.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, maybe. All right. Well, and we were talking about you before you came in here, about how you've probably never in your life dated a girl who doesn't have a fat ass. Because every girl we've ever known you to be with, her ass is huge. Like, we just saw your new video. Mm-hmm. And Keisha Dior, her ass is retarded.
She got a fat ass.
Yeah. So how do you feel about, like, fake asses versus real asses? Does it matter?
It does matter.
It does?
Real ass soft, fake ass. Fake ass is too perfect. Nah, I don't want to say too perfect.
Too perfect.
It's good to have sex with a girl with fake ass. It holds up. You can split it and it stays there.
All right, so you wouldn't rather it be jiggling around? You wouldn't rather it be jiggling around?
Shit, I don't care, man.
Whatever, right?
You're just
happy to be home, damn it.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be home. Fake ass, I don't care. I'm going in.
All right, and I see you're on Twitter, and you and Sierra were talking on Twitter because she's kind of like helping you out. You know, how are you doing with the Twitter? Is that really you?
That's really me. Soldier, Sierra, and Soldier, Sierra, Drake, and Lil Twist helped me with the Twitter, and Waka.
Okay, yeah, Waka be on his Twitter.
I don't know how to do number Twitter pick, though.
You be putting up twit pics.
That's all I know how to do, a twit pic.
Oh, that's all you know how to do.
Yeah.
We were saying, like, what's up with all these twit pics from...
I know how to take a picture and then write them. That's all I know.
But you don't need to know much more than that in that case. All right, so you've been in the news so much lately. Now, are you here for the VH1 Hip Hop Honors?
Yes, and I did 106 yesterday.
Okay. So the Hip Hop Honors, they're actually going to be filming that tomorrow. And I know you're performing, right?
Definitely, two times.
Two times. So people were upset about the whole Dirty South thing. How did you feel about it? Some people were offended. Like,
why?
Scarface didn't like that term, Dirty South. You know, some people say, oh, they think people from the South are slow. Why has it got to be Dirty South? We don't like them calling us that. You have no problem with it.
Dirty South originated in Atlanta.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Good and mob. You feel me?
Right.
So, shit, I fuck with it. That's what we call it. You know what I mean? That's ATL shit. So, that's it. That's where I'm from.
All right.
I'm not offended. That's what it is. We're from the Dirty South.
Good.
They got to respect it. Whoever don't like it, that's crazy.
He said, that's crazy. All right, so now I got to ask you so many things. I have a funny question for you, though, first.
Let's hear it.
We're going to get it moving. So we listen to your songs all the time. We play them all the time here on Shade 45. And it's hard for certain people to sing along. Now, what do you think that white people should say in place of the N-word? Like if they're doing karaoke and they're singing one of your songs, what can they say instead of...
Nigga?
Yeah. I'm crazy. I need to stop. Hey, listen, like if you were white, what would you say here?
Ninja. Y'all need to watch this.
You
could fail them, how you could
block this. Ninja. You think white people should use that word if they're singing along?
Ninja?
Oh, ninja, you said.
Ninja.
That might sound too close. Then you'd be like, what'd you just say? I said ninja.
Ninja's all right.
Ninja? Yeah. All right, so you heard it here first. No more saying, because in hip-hop karaoke, they always use the word brother. But that sounds weird.
That'd be whack for to throw out the rhythm of the song. Ninja.
All right, Shay 45. We're going to have some more with Gucci Mane. 888-Shay45 is the number. Call us up if you want to talk to him.
Stop this. Don't knock this. You niggas lazy.